In the middle of Parsha Shoftim, we have the discussion of Edim Zomimim. So when it comes to Edis, when it comes to testimony in general in Bezin, we have two different types. We have the Edei HaChasha, and we have the Edei HaZama. Edei HaChasha is a case where Reuben and Shimon come along, and they tell us that we saw Johnny kill. And then a second group of Edim come in, and they say, what are you talking about? Johnny didn't kill. So they come in, and they refute or they reject the initial testimony. And that's what hachasha means, to reject or to refute, to combat or to attack. So they're coming and they're saying, no, your testimony is not true. However, Edim Zomimim is a little bit different. Edim Zomimim come along is a case where Reuven and Shimon come along and they say, we saw Johnny kill on Monday. And Ben and Jerry come into Bezin and they say, what are you talking about? There's no way you guys could have possibly seen Johnny kill anybody on Monday because you weren't here. You weren't in New York. You were with us in Chicago. So the way many kind of categorize this split between Edei HaChasha and Edei HaZama is that Edei HaChasha, the Maharal does this, the Ramban and others, is that Edei HaChasha, that second group of Edim come in and they are attacking the Edus, the testimony of that first group of Edim. The difference is that Edei HaZama, that second group of Edim, Ben and Jerry, when they come in and they say, you were with us in Chicago, you couldn't possibly have been there. So they're not saying anything about the Edus. They're saying, you know what, your Edus could be true. It could be that Johnny did kill someone. But there's no way for you to legitimately testify to that because you weren't even here. So the difference is, Edei HaChasha are coming and are attacking the Edus, where Edei HaZama is more personal, they're attacking the Ed. And I think there's something very profound to learn from that, to think about. Let's take a... politics. I don't know. I don't usually talk politics, but let's just use an example. Maybe we've been at a Shabbos table where people are talking politics and someone says something that you disagree with. So very often, when it comes to one of these issues, we forget about the edos and we focus on the ed. When someone says something that you disagree with, so instead of disagreeing with the concept, so to speak, the edos, right, the testimony, if you would, so we all of a sudden, instead of saying, oh, that's a bad understanding of whatever it is. Oh, that's a bad idea. That's silly. I disagree. All of a sudden, this person's a bad guy, or he's silly, or she's, you know, not intelligent. And we focus it on the person. We make it personal. We take certain things that are not necessarily personal, and we focus it on the person. We write off the person instead of, you know, or we disagree with the person instead of disagreeing with just the concept, just the idea. And I think that's incredibly powerful to think about. I think it's also powerful to think about with regards to tshuva. Because when we're serving Hashem and we're going about our life as a Jew, so very often there's struggles that come up and sometimes there are mishaps. And unfortunately, you know, we mess up. So maybe we have an avera. And when we mess up, so we're very quick to kind of say, oh, I'm a bad Jew. Oh, I'm just not a good Jew. It's not for me. I'm bad. I can't do this. I can't grow. I can't. Or someone says, oh, do you want to have a chavrusa? Oh, do you want to do something? We're very quick to write ourselves off because of things that we have done. And I think it's important to remember that we say every single morning, Elokai neshama shenasat tabi tahorahi. You gave us a neshama tahora. We have a pure neshama. We're holy. We're sweet. We're tzelem Elokim. We have a chelik Elokam imal inside of us. That's who we are fundamentally. The averos that we may do, that's bechinas the edos. That's only, you know, that's a concept. That's not who we are fundamentally. It's not personal. The Gemara says that we don't sin elas shenichnas baruach shtos. It's a foreign concept. Chet isn't something that is inherent in a Jew. It's foreign. It's external. I think we sometimes have to take a step back and remember that when we're struggling or when we hit a certain impediment and we can't take that next step, and maybe because we're telling ourselves we can't do it, or we're not deserving, or we just have to remind ourselves, no, no, no. Block that out. That's just edus. That's not personal. We have to remember that the aid, the person, the Jew, us in this case, that again, we're neshama tahora, we have a tzelem Elokim, chilek alakam imal. We have to remember who we are. And we can't conflate the two. Too often, people confuse the edus for the aid. Too often we write off people, we write off ourselves. We have to remember, it's something external, it's not really who we are. And I think when we remember who we are, it makes that tshuva process that much easier. we're able to come home. Again, we're in the month of Elul. We're coming towards Yemei Hadin. I think it's so much easier for us to continue on that path of tshuva when we remember who we are. Ultimately, we're returning. We're returning to Hashem, but we're also returning to ourselves, to our true selves. We remember who we are, what we come from, who we come from. So then I think it's that much easier. So you have to remember not to confuse the eidus for the eid.